I want you to picture a scenario. It's a Saturday afternoon. You've been looking for a new house for months. You are, just so tired of Zillow. You are tired of open houses that smell like stale cookies. But then you drive up a winding road and you find it.
The dream spot.
The absolute dream. The view is panoramic mountains, sunset, the whole works. It's close to the highway, but it's quiet. It's near the best schools. You stand on that plot of land and you think, this is it. I am planting my flag right here.
I feel a very large, very expensive butt coming
A
on.
massive but. You call the developer, ready to sign, and they go, oh yeah, gorgeous spot. One small thing, there's no electricity, there's no water main. And if you buy it today, you're looking at about 2 years of permitting and trenching before you can actually flush a toilet or turn on a light.
And just like that, the dream evaporates. It goes from being a home to being a very expensive, very high maintenance patch of dirt.
Exactly. The potential is off the charts, but the reality, it's just pure frustration. And that feeling, that massive gap between what could be and what actually is exactly what we are unpacking today. But we aren't talking about residential real estate nightmares.
No.
We are talking about the economic future of the American Southwest.
We are zooming way out. We're looking at a pretty massive pivot happening in New Mexico right now, specifically focusing on Sandoval County. We've got an analysis here from the Sandoval Economic Alliance. It's dated January 2026, and it's titled, A Game-Changing Site Readiness Act is Here.
And I want to flag that date immediately. January 2026. This isn't a history lesson about something that happened ages ago. This is happening right now. The argument in the source materials that New Mexico is finally shifting from a model of ready, set, wait to a strategy of ready for expansion.
And honestly, it's a shift that has been a long, long time coming. At the heart of this entire conversation is a concept called site readiness. Now, if you aren't in industrial development, that probably sounds like the driest zoning term imaginable.
Right.
But in the global business world, site readiness is everything. It is the difference between landing a billion-dollar factory and, being flown over without a second glance.
Because it really comes down to speed, right?
Speed to market. That is the ultimate currency today. If you're the CEO of a major tech company or a biomanufacturing firm or an aerospace giant, time is literally money. Shareholders are watching quarterly results. Every day you spend waiting for a power line to be built is a day you are burning cash.
So our mission for this deep dive is to figure out how New Mexico and Sandoval County specifically is trying to fix this infrastructure lag. We're going to unpack two specific pieces of legislation, Senate Bills 169 and 170, that are supposedly rewriting the economic narrative here. Because for a long time, that narrative wasn't so great, was it?
It was complicated. New Mexico's always had the potential, but it kept tripping over the execution. That brings us to that ready, set, wait problem we just touched on.
Okay, let's dig into that. Because on paper, if you just look at a map of the U.S., New Mexico should have been winning this game for decades.
Absolutely. Geography is destiny, right? New Mexico has these immense natural advantages. You have vast landscapes, huge amounts of open acreage. And critically, it sits right at the crossroads of major trade routes. I mean, you've got the I-40 and I-25 corridors intersecting right there. Logistically, it's perfectly positioned.
It's the perfect house location, for my analogy. The bones are there, the view is there.
Precisely. But despite that geography, the state kept losing out to its neighbors. When big investors, site selectors for these global companies came looking, they'd see the beautiful land, but they also see the timeline.
And the timeline was the deal breaker.
Almost always. In the industry, they call it the shovel-ready gap. In other states that New Mexico competes with directly, investors would find sites where the utilities were already sitting at the property line. Permits cleared, studies done, you sign the check on Monday, you can start digging on Tuesday.
Whereas in New Mexico.
In New Mexico, you were often facing a project before the project. You were looking at an 18 to 24-month timeline just for the infrastructure build-out.
2 years. Just to get the power on. I mean, that is an eternity in modern business. By the time you're ready to build, your competitor might have already launched their product.
Exactly. And the source material is very honest about who New Mexico was losing to. It wasn't some big mystery. It was a rivalry with the immediate neighbors.
Let's talk about that competition, because this really highlights the stakes. Who was eating New Mexico's lunch?
Well, first up, Arizona. They really set the standard with their certified sites program. That program was not just a marketing gimmick, it was a magnet. It's a huge reason why Maricopa County saw that massive semiconductor boom a few years back.
So Arizona basically just got ready for when the phone rang.
They made it easy to say yes because the risk was gone.
Who else?
Texas. obviously.
It's always Texas in these conversations, isn't it?
Texas just acts like its own economic nation. They have these qualified site certifications that guarantee a business can break ground in months, not years. Yeah. Again, it all comes back to certainty. If I know I can build in Texas in 6 months or New Mexico in 2 years, well, the math isn't hard.
And I saw a number in the source for Utah that just jumped out at me. He seemed incredibly aggressive.
The $90 million.
Yes. Utah recently allocated nearly $90 million just for land acquisition and site prep.
That is a staggering amount of state investment. Think about what that signals. They aren't waiting for a company to ask. They are using that money to replenish their inventory of industrial sites. They're actively stocking the shelves.
That's a great way to put it. So you've got Arizona with the semiconductors, Texas breaking ground in months, and Utah just throwing cash at the problem. And then you had New Mexico with, what, great views and a 2-year wait for water.
That was the reality. The takeaway here, and the source emphasizes this strongly, is that great land just is not enough anymore. You cannot compete on scenery when the competition is offering speed and certainty.
Okay, so that's the gloom and doom part of the story, the potential that never quite launched. But the headline of our source is, a game-changing site readiness act is here. So clearly the state didn't just sit there and take it.
No, the 2025 legislative session was a real turning point. The state realized that to compete, they had to change the rules. They couldn't just hope companies would be patient, because they won't. So they passed two critical bills, SB 169 and SB 170.
Let's break these down, because they're really the heroes of our story. First up, SB 169. This is the Site Readiness Act. In plain English, what does this actually do?
SB 169 is all about information and verification. Its function is really about characterization and certification.
Characterization and certification. That sounds a little bureaucratic. Is that just filling out more forms?
It's actually the opposite. It means doing the homework for the investor so they don't have to. Characterization means the state helps fund the technical deep dives on a piece of land. We're talking geotechnical analysis, drilling down to see if the soil can support a heavy factory.
Ah, okay.
We're talking environmental phases, cultural property clearances, water rights assessments, all the stuff that takes forever.
So these are all the expensive, time-consuming studies that usually slow developers down or even scare them away.
Exactly. It's going in and saying, okay, this plot needs X amount of power, this soil type allows for Y type of foundation. So when an investor looks at it, it's not a giant question mark. It's a known quantity. They know exactly what they're getting into.
It takes the mystery out of it.
Right. And the source mentions that as of early 2026, 47 sites have already been evaluated under this program. That's 47 locations where the what-ifs have been removed.
That's SB 169, doing the homework. Now, what about its partner, SB 170, the Utility Pre-Deployment Act? The source uses an analogy I love, the chicken and egg problem. Walk us through that.
This is a classic economic standoff. Before this law, utility companies were in a really tough spot. Imagine you run a power company. Do you want to take millions of dollars from your ratepayers and build a massive substation in an empty field on the hope that a factory shows up?
No way. That's a huge risk. If the factory never comes, you've just built a very expensive piece of art in the desert.
Right. So the utilities would say, we won't build until we have a signed contract. But the businesses, these global companies, would say, we won't sign a contract until the power is already there because we can't afford to wait 2 years for you to build it.
So the utility waits for the business waits for the utility, and nothing gets built. The land just sits there empty.
That's the chicken and the egg. SB 170 exists to smash that stalemate.
Yeah. How does it do that? Who blinks first?
The state steps in to basically mitigate the risk. The law allows, and it actually encourages, utilities to deploy that infrastructure before a company arrives. It provides a framework so the utility isn't left holding the bag if a customer doesn't show up right away.
That seems huge. It basically preloads the site with the necessary juice.
It removes the risk for the utility, and it removes the 2-year wait time for the employer. They can just plug and play.
So we have SB 169 checking the land and SB 170 getting the utilities in the ground. It's a real 1-2 punch.
It's the combination that makes it work. Knowing what you need is useless if you can't build it. Mm-hmm. And being able to build it is way too risky if you don't know the land is even viable. They have to work together.
Now, the analysis we're looking at comes from the Sandoval Economic Alliance. So obviously, they're pretty hyped about what this means for their backyard. Why is Sandoval County the primary pivot point for all this? Why not somewhere else?
Sandoval County is in a really unique position. I mean, it borders Albuquerque, so you have access to that labor pool, but it has more open space. It's already one of the fastest growing regions in the Southwest.
Yeah.
And it's already a hub for innovation. It hosts giants like Intel, so the foundation is there.
Having Intel is a pretty big anchor. It's proof of concept.
It is. But the problem in Sandoval was that a lot of their most valuable land near highways or near Intel was locked.
Locked how? Like physically? Yeah.
No, economically locked. Sometimes called stranded assets. The land was there, zoned correctly, but the cost to extend utility services that last few miles was just too high for a private developer to take on. It was that chicken and egg problem all over again. These new laws basically unlock that land.
The source breaks down three critical benefits for the county specifically, and I think these show why this matters to the average person, not just to a CEO.
Agreed. This is where it really trickles down. The first benefit is industrial diversification.
Which is just a fancy way of saying don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Precisely. Sandoval County has benefited hugely from Intel, but you never want an entire economy to rely on one company or one sector. If that sector sneezes, the whole county catches a cold. By having more shovel-ready sites, they can attract aerospace, renewable energy, logistics, bioscience.
Which makes the local economy much more resilient. So if the chip market dips, maybe bioscience is booming, it keeps things stable.
Exactly. Stability. The second benefit is risk mitigation. This goes back to that certification process.
The seal of approval.
Right. It's like buying a used car. You can buy one from a random person who says, trust me, it runs great. Or you can buy a certified pre-owned one from a dealer that comes with a 100-point inspection and a warranty.
I'm taking the certified one every single time.
And so is a global corporation. When a site is listed with this new state data, it just drastically reduces the due diligence time for investors. They can see the verified data on soil, zoning, capacity. It de-risks the whole investment.
Okay, and the third benefit.
This is the one that really hits home for the community. The multiplier effect.
Ah, the multiplier effect. Break that down for us.
It's easy to just see a new factory and think, oh, good for that corporation. But shovel-ready sites create this ripple. First, you have the construction jobs to build the facility. Then you have the direct employees, engineers, operators.
But it doesn't stop there.
No. Those employees need lunch. So the local sandwich shop gets busier. They need gas. They need dry cleaning. They buy houses, which helps local real estate. And they pay taxes, which go into the schools and roads.
It expands the whole tax base.
Exactly. It's not just about one big building. It's about the whole ecosystem that grows around it. That's the engine for a sustainable local economy.
So we've got the laws, the location, the economic logic. But there's one more piece here that I found really interesting. It's how they are telling the world about all this. Because you can have the best land, but if nobody knows it exists,
you're invisible. And this is where digital transparency comes in. This is the modern marketing layer on top of everything.
The digital storefront.
The Economic Development Department, the EDD, partnered with a company called GIS WebTech. They created a public digital map.
And we should be clear, this isn't just some PDF you download and squint at.
No. This is fully interactive, layered data. Think of it like Zillow, but for billion-dollar industrial sites. The source makes a great point here. Site selectors, you know, they sit in offices in New York or Seoul or Berlin. They're looking at the whole world.
And they do not have time to fly to every single spot just to check if there's a water line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With this tool, they can log on and see exactly how ready the land is without ever getting on a plane.
That is incredible. I mean, imagine you're that person in Berlin. You can click on a plot of land in Sandoval County and see what the soil quality.
All of it. Soil conditions, zoning, utility capacity, fiber optic access. It's all there.
Yeah.
The URL is edd.newmexico.gov sites. It's using transparency as a marketing tool.
It's showing, not just telling.
Exactly. In the olden days, you'd call a broker, wait for a packet of info, maybe fly out, only to find out the power wasn't adequate. Weeks of wasted time. Now you just filter the map. Show me sites with X power and Y water, and boom, there's Sandoval County.
It really just levels the playing field against those other states like Texas and Arizona.
It does. It removes the friction from the whole process. And in a high-speed economy, friction is what kills deals.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it hard to find the data, they'll just click on the next date.
So where do we stand right now? We're recording this in early 2026. Is this a mission accomplished situation?
Not yet. It's more like mission launch. The source notes that the momentum is really just starting to build. In fact, as of February 2026, this very month, a new round of evaluations is scheduled to begin.
So they've done the first 47 sites, but they're already looking for more, expanding the inventory.
Correct. And the source actually includes a call to action. They are calling on Sandoval County property owners, municipal leaders, developers to get involved. If you have land that might fit the bill, they want to hear from you.
That's interesting. So if you're a listener sitting on a prime piece of land in, say, Rio Rancho or Bernalillo, you could potentially get this certified status.
And suddenly your land is worth a whole lot more to a global investor because you've removed all that risk for them. You go from having a field to having a product.
The source ends with a quote that I think really just sums this whole thing up. It says, New Mexico is transitioning from a place of potential to a place of performance.
And that's the key shift. Potential is passive. Potential is just waiting for someone to notice you. Performance is active. It's proving you can actually do the job.
It's the difference between the house with no utilities and the one where the lights turn on the moment you flip the switch.
Precisely. It's about being ready before the phone even rings.
You know, as we wrap this up, looking at the legislation, the focus on a hub like Sandoval, and this high-tech mapping, it feels like a very coordinated, very smart effort. It's not just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
No, it's strategic. And it raises a really interesting thought for me about what infrastructure actually means today.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we usually think of infrastructure as concrete and steel, you know, roads, bridges, power lines, and those are vital. That's what SB 170 is all about. Mm-hmm. But when I look at that digital map and the certification data, I start to wonder if in the modern economy, information is the most critical infrastructure of all.
That's a deep thought. Say more.
Look at it this way. You can have the best road and the strongest power line in the world. But if the data about that road and that power line isn't instantly accessible to a decision maker in Tokyo or London, does that infrastructure even exist to them? If they can't see it on their screen, for all intents and purposes, it's not there.
That is a fascinating way to put it. The data is the bridge that connects the investor to the physical land. Without the data, the land is invisible.
Exactly. And by building that digital bridge, New Mexico isn't just pouring concrete. They are pouring information. And that might be the most valuable thing you can build in the 21st century.
The infrastructure, if you will.
I like that. I might steal that one.
You can have it. Well, that is a lot to chew on. From ready, set, wait to ready for expansion. It sounds like things are moving fast in the Southwest.
Faster than they have in a generation. It's an exciting time to watch that market for sure.
And that is a wrap for this deep dive. If you're in Sandoval County, look out for those new evaluations starting this month. And if you're a site selector in Berlin, well, you should probably check the map.
The map is open for business.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one. Keep learning.